I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is the problem for Hillary Clinton that simply will not go away. Ongoing, lingering questions about whether she risked America's national security and broke the country's laws by storing classified information, America's secrets, on the computer hard drives in her upstate New York home. The FBI is now examining drives that were belatedly handed over by Clinton campaign operatives. It says attempts were made to wipe information from the drives before they were surrendered, and it's now trying to recover deleted data in a bid to determine just what went on behind Mrs. Clinton's closed office doors.
I mean, in retrospect, what was supposed to be convenient has turned out to be anything but convenient.
The candidate continued to try and laugh the problem off, but a hastily convened and brief interaction with reporters during a campaign stop in Nevada soon became testy and thrust a humble cloth duster center stage in America's political discourse.
I have no idea. That's why we turned it over.
You were in charge of it. You were the official in charge. Did you wipe the server?
What, like with a cloth or something?
I don't know. Well, you know how it works digitally. Did you try to wipe the whole thing?
I don't know how it works digitally at all.
It's charitable to say the notion Hillary Clinton does not understand the concept of wiping a computer disk clean will come back to haunt her when she pursues the youth vote in the November 2016 election. It's also provided yet more ammunition for Republicans who insist Mrs. Clinton is engaged in a cover-up, typical, they say, of the years she spent at the White House at her husband's side. And her performance at that Nevada press conference did nothing to dispel the notion that the email issue will continue to dog her as she seeks to win the keys to the Oval Office. Simon Marks, Washington.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.